What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Show going out to Bozeman, Montana. Montana State Bobcats new head coach Matt Logan. He was on the Boss Man Show doing big things. Coach Logan, love the hat, man. I love the fit you're rocking, man. How's life out there, man? Bozeman, man.
It's been great. It's been great. Yeah, we got here almost 3 months to the day. And you know, it's just been an incredible welcome by the community, the university. All the fans here in town are so excited about, you know, what's been going on here at Montana State. And, you know, I'm thrilled to have the opportunity now to lead the Bobcats into the next chapter.
And how cool is it to have a job where it's, you have an established situation where it's not like you have to come fully rebuild things from scratch? Like, you came into a good situation. How important was that for you deciding to leave your D2 job company that you was going somewhere where you'd have to fully rebuild it from scratch?
Yeah, I think it's a huge opportunity. You know, number one, Coach Sprinkle and his time here really laid a tremendous foundation, both in terms of the culture of the program, but also, you know, the expectation level. And when your expectation level matches your resources, you've got a chance to sustain success. And so, you know, obviously being, you know, at the small college level for 12 years, you know, I was at two different institutions that were accustomed to winning and had high expectations. And so I certainly was going to be picky, you know, in terms of finding another opportunity where all those things were in alignment and things were in place to have continued success. And so, you know, the job that Coach Sprinkle did here made this opportunity that much more attractive. And when you couple that with Leon Costello, our athletic director, and President Cruzado, and just the momentum that is kind of surrounding Bozeman and Montana State right now, it really is a tremendous opportunity.
Coach Logan, let me ask, could you explain for our listeners the difference between being at the D3 level, D2 and D1 for scholarships and building your roster? Because I know differences at each level. Explain to our listeners, give us some education about how different it is from D3 up to now, Division 1.
Yeah, so you know, I've been fortunate to play Division 1 basketball, be an assistant coach at the Division 1 level, and then be a head coach at both the Division 2 and Division 3 levels. And each level, you know, has differences. You know, for starters, Division 3 athletes, you know, don't get athletic scholarships. So for your listeners that aren't familiar, you know, those kids are investing into their college education and their athletic experience. But that being said, you know, my experience at that level was dealing with people and student athletes as competitive as their Division II and Division I peers. They just didn't maybe have a couple inches here or a couple inches there in terms of the size and athleticism. But, you know, the competitiveness of athletic programs at that level, when you're talking about competing for a national championship, as we were at Whitworth, you know, your day-to-day competitiveness and everything isn't any different at a Division III program at that, you know, at that ilk. Now at the Division II level, you have scholarships, but the scholarships are more like a salary cap system where, you know, most Division II programs don't have a full allotment of scholarships, and it's capped at 10 for men's basketball, for example. So you're not going to be able to fill, you know, a full team with only 10 players. And most scholarship situations are less than that. And so it's really about managing resources, and you can spread those out, you know, amongst 13, 14 athletes, as opposed to every scholarship going to one student, which is what you have at the Division I level. Obviously, as you go up a level, you know, what you need to be successful changes. But in many ways, it also stays the same. So it's really just about calibrating, you know, as I've said in the past, like, you know, calibrating your evaluation. But from my experience, the mindset and the work ethic and the competitive drive of athletes at those levels are no different.
And Coach Logie, how has your workouts been since you've been in a few months, bringing guys in, training the guys you want to retain? How's it been kind of setting your foundation, setting your culture, these young men, getting to meet them, getting them to kind of evaluate what you already have?
Yeah, it's been a great process. We were fortunate to have five rotational players, you know, from last year's NCAA tournament team, you know, here when I got here. And so, as I mentioned, Coach Sprinkle had a tremendous amount of success here and laid a very strong culture. And so I knew coming in that those holdovers, those guys that, you know, have been here before, gave us a great foundation in terms of their work ethic, their competitiveness, knowing what it takes to win. And then it was about finding, you know, eight new players that could fit that puzzle, both in terms of their talent level and their positional fit and experience as well. So we didn't want to get super young. But we knew that we were going to be new no matter what with eight newcomers. And so gelling that group together, it's really like starting from scratch, because even though the five, you know, holdovers know Montana State, they know Bozeman, they might know some processes a little bit better than the newcomers. You know, I'm a different coach than Coach Sprinkle, and we play probably a different way than they did last year, you know, and so everybody has to learn that at the same time. And so really you're starting from scratch, and we've been getting better one day, one week at a time.
I hear that. And you know, it's funny you say that, because I want to ask you about the recruiting process with the NIL and the portal. Do you feel like you had a better opportunity with some high school kids now because the portal and people want known commodities now? So high school kids can kind of get left behind. So you found some better high school kids that you maybe not going to have a chance with now, but you have a chance with them because they're not getting recruited by the big boys right now.
Yeah, I think there's opportunities all over the recruiting market. I mean, it's just like finance, you know, when the economy crashes, although it seems like everybody's losing their money, there's a lot of opportunities that are disguised in that, you know? And so a lot of the top companies in the world, you know, when you go back to how they started, they began through some sort of adversity or change in the market, in the system. And so as a staff, it's our job to identify those opportunities, you know? And as you mentioned, you are seeing talented three-star, four-star high school athletes go to programs and levels that they might not have entertained, you know, just 3 or 4 years ago, because the transfer portal has expanded the recruiting pool, and everything has started to move on the spectrum to players that have more experience versus a younger player with talent and potential. Obviously, we have to balance that. You know, you can't get too young in today's day and age, because you have so many athletes out there, you know, that are playing in their fifth and sometimes sixth year of college athletics. And you know, there's a huge difference between an 18 and 19 year old and a 23, 24 year old in terms of their bodies, their experience, and what they know about college basketball. So it's a unique time frame for sure. And, you know, the NIL component, the way the rules have changed, you know, for these kids now to be able to actualize some opportunities for themselves, I think really only benefits a place like Montana State because of our community. The people that are here in Bozeman love Montana State Bobcat athletics, and they support us well. And so that's going to trickle down to our athletes and ultimately be, I think, a very, very positive thing for us here.
And also, you know, since your football program and Coach Vegan as well helps bring awareness to the program as well. So having a sense of football where even a football team who can go to the FCS championship pretty much if it breaks the right way each year helps bring that awareness, gets everybody involved and all you all close together. So I feel like the football component being good helps as well for you in basketball.
No question about it. You know, football is obviously a part of many universities around the country. And when your football program is operating as ours is currently, and like you said, competing for national championships, you know, right at the cusp of things of that nature, that's gonna snowball interest and commitment in the community, and that carries right over to the basketball season. I think the last 2 years in particular, the city of Bozeman and the Montana State alumni community have seen the proof of concept, you know, that you can win championships in the major sports like football and men's basketball and women's basketball. And that's good for everybody in the department. And I know we all benefit from each other's success in that way.
And how much are you starting to scout via watching film on the Scott? I know you're new to this league, probably feel some of the coaches. So, but how much have you kind of this summer, kind of in your spare time, kind of getting kind of look and prepare, see what you got to deal with come Big Sky play?
Yeah, I think that's one of the pages to this story that I'm going to be turning here in the next couple of weeks. You know, August will be a time where our students aren't here. We don't have workouts, and now our staff and our families are settled. We're done with the recruiting process. We've had our summer workouts. And so that'll be a great time for us to dive into some of those scouting reports of the Big Sky, watch film. You know, there's been a lot of turnover in the conference in terms of personnel. And so I have a very high respect for the programs and coaches in this conference, and really looking forward to getting to know them better as we prepare for the fall. Fortunately, on my staff, I have Zach Payne, you know, who's been in the conference for 5 years, the last four at the University of Montana and prior to that at Portland State. Sam Scholl has 20 years of Division I experience on the West Coast in the WCC, as well as at San Diego State last year. And so that coupled with, you know, just the experiences I have at the Division I level and on the West Coast, I think give us a really good foundation of you know, knowing, you know, what it takes to win at this level.
Now, how hard has it been to schedule with you all being so good on Coach Sprink? I know it's probably the hardest thing you do besides recruiting and scheduling. So how has that been trying to get that non-con thing done for you guys?
Yeah, you know, scheduling is always a challenge when you have a successful mid-major program. I mean, the more success you have, the harder that job becomes. But, you know, I've always said that as you're ranking your challenges, we'd much rather have the challenges be in scheduling than in recruiting, because if you can't recruit, you never get to the second phase where your scheduling is an issue. So, you know, we look at that as an opportunity. Obviously, the success that Coach Sprinkle had here, you know, doesn't get your phone ringing off the hook as an opponent. But as with most coaching changes, you know, we have a lot of new pieces here, a lot of new faces. And so there's enough people that, you know, probably, you know, think this might be a good time to sign up and play Montana State. So, you know, they got my number.
I hear that. Yeah, because I know from sitting in the guys' offices a lot, I know scheduling is kind of the hardest thing, you know, sitting in the offices with guys and talking to them on the recruiting trail at the Peace Jam and at Lake Point. I'm like, I know.
Yeah. No, we were fortunate that we had a multi-team event on the books for next year that was scheduled. So that gave us a couple home games, and then we had a couple home games that were returning from previous contracts. So we had a couple games to fill. We should be announcing our schedule here in the next couple of weeks. But we are done with it now, which is nice heading into the fall. And we have 8 non-conference home games, which is a pretty good place to start. So we're excited about being able to bring the community out and see this next chapter.
Coach Love, you mentioned this, man. At what point did you feel like joining to become a coach? I know my father is a coach. You know, I'm a coach's son. I know it wasn't for me because I'm a little bit too competitive, and my mouth can get me in trouble. So I'll have a violation against me for something I may say when I get on the court, get too competitive. But at what point did you decide you want to get into coaching? This would just be your path for your life, man.
Yeah. So, you know, I knew at a fairly young age that when I got done playing, that I could see myself coaching. And for me, I grew up around the game as well. My grandfather is the winningest high school basketball coach in the state of Washington. He was in our community there at Mercer Island High School for 42 years. And so I grew up, you know, wanting to be a Mercer Island Islander, wanting to win state championships, and following the lead of, you know, a lot of players from our community that went on to play in college, and then actually had a number of former alumni that got into college coaching or professional coaching. Quinn Snyder, now the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, played at Mercer Island High School for my grandfather. So, you know, my first exposures to college basketball were watching him at Duke and go to 3 Final Fours. And that really presented, you know, the dream for me to get into coaching one day. So I probably was one of those rare kids at age 14 that had a notebook. And, you know, I remember watching Big East Monday, Big Monday, and writing down sets and collecting notebooks of scouting reports in college. And then really absorbing, you know, the processes that went into winning. And so I feel like, you know, I was born to do this, and you know, it's been an amazing journey.
Well, you see the hat I have on, and though my main job is currently Atlanta Hawks. So, do you have a story that I can run by Coach Quinn, and I did him be maybe shocked that I know that I could tell him?
Man, I mean, I just know that you know, Coach Snyder was one of those guys in our community that if you were a young kid, you idolized and looked up to and wanted to be like, you know. And so there was a trail of us, you know, players that came through in the late 80s, in the mid 90s, and myself in the late 90s, that really looked up to his journey in the game. And you know, for me personally, when he got into college coaching at Duke and then at Missouri, and then studying his work at the NBA level, you know, he's been a model that you can learn a lot from. He's had a lot of success at various levels. You know, my core memory, like going back to childhood, the very first thing I remember really is walking out of the state championship game in 1985, you know, as a ball boy with the state championship trophy like on my head, you know, looking up through the bowels of that box, getting onto the bus. And so, you know, those things were you know, dreams that I saw him live out, and then I got a chance to live out myself a little bit as well.
Hey, that's great. I'm gonna let though I had somebody from your old neighborhood on my show, Coach Snyder. So he'll love to hear that, man. And for you, man, tell me about some food spots in Bozeman. I know on the Boss Man Show, Coach Logan, we're foodies here. So what are some good spots in Bozeman you found to eat since you've been in town these past few months, man?
Man, there's a lot. There's a lot. The place I'm going to dinner tonight is called Revelry, and it's a really, really good spot, close to Main Street in town. I've been there a number of times for burgers, pasta, fish. Really, really good spot. There's a number of places in town. There's Granny's Donuts about 2 blocks down the street that only opens like 3 days a week. And, you know, apparently they do enough business in 3 days, they can kick back on Monday through Wednesday. I had my first maple bar from them last weekend, and it was unbelievable. So, I got to try to get them to open up on Mondays and Tuesdays so I get my week going a little bit earlier. But this is a foodie town. This is a place you got to come check out for yourself.
And I'll say this to any Atlanta recruits, it's a direct flight from Atlanta to Bozeman, just so you all know. So you can get home easily. So Coach Logie said, sold you very well today. I'm going to let you know, he's got to bring a coat with you, but it's a direct flight from Atlanta to Bozeman.
I appreciate that. It's a lot easier to get here than people realize. I didn't know myself, but I mean, there's direct flights from LA, Dallas, Atlanta, Salt Lake City, Seattle, Denver. It's a good hub for the Montana State Bobcats for sure.
So Logie, it's been great. Pleasure to meet you today, man. Talk today on the show, man. Want to chat with you down the road, man. I love your energy, man. I love that you're wearing a fitted hat, man. I put a quarter zip. My favorite thing is to wear. So I love it, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, man. I look forward to talking to you in March.
Same here, brother.
All right, man.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.